Welcome to Daytime Confidential, our CBS/Days of Our Lives version. I am Lisa.
And this is Mike, and it's party time here. Tell them why, Lisa.
Boss is away, so we're going to play. So Ready stay tuned.
This is a first.
It is. I mean, I love Luke and everything, and I miss him. But, you know, we've never done this before. This is going to be fun.
You know, and it makes a different dynamic, so that just makes it more exciting for all those people listening.
And I found out, what, an hour ago we were going to record? It was pretty cool.
Right. Yep.
So I watched a little bit this week of CBS, and not as much of Days of Our Lives as I did last week, because last week was pretty darn good. But I watched a little bit. Which one do you want to start with? Hey. Let's be rebels. Let's just pick one.
All right. Let's start Bold and the Beautiful.
Okay. What else can we be talking about but Stephanie's return?
Exactly. That's what everybody was waiting for, and she's back.
Oh,
and
she's
the first
back.
The stop she made was to Brooke, which is what we've all been waiting for.
So did you, the first stop she made was to Eric.
Well, she was gunning for Brooke, though.
What else is new?
Think?
But now she's saying she's going to be all changed and stuff. Do you believe her?
She even offered Ridge up. How do you like that one?
I know. You have no opposition from me anymore if you want to be with Ridge. I'm like, please don't give her another excuse. Good gravy! I'm sorry. I do not want Brooke and Ridge together.
When I was watching that scene, are you kidding me? Flew out of my mouth because I was just like,
it took 21 years.
All the crap that she put that girl through, including this, was indirectly her fault. She actually went in there and said, I will not stand in your way. If
she apologized to Brooke. She did what she was supposed to do. And I'm not on the Stephanie bandwagon by any stretch of the imagination because I'm still pissed. I mean, I still blame her for this, rightfully so. I mean, she's just let it gone too far. You know what I mean? I mean, vendetta's a vendetta. Come on, chickie. Let it go.
Right. And from a character standpoint, they had to do something to get her out of that loop. And the only way to do that was to take her out for a while, bring her back, and own
up.
Well,
she got sick.
Take her out of the mix a little bit, even though she still would have had to have been off screen for a while. She was getting way over the top where she couldn't get out of. So.
Right. We didn't want her to become unredeemable, and it was getting pretty darn close. And so when she got sick, they did it the right way. That, you know, it was a little cowardly to run. But for us to get used to seeing Stephanie again, they really did need to give her a break. And she's done the right thing by immediately being contrite, immediately snarking on Donna. That's hilarious.
And Poor Eric.
Poor stupid Eric.
Yeah.
Else is new. I mean, I don't know why she's sleeping with him anyways. And then she said, you could be the new Forrester model. I mean, give me a break, Donna. You're such a hoe.
Did you see those pictures? Did it look like it was somebody else's body with his head pasted on?
Probably. You know, it was like those, what were those glamour shot pictures?
Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of. But
no offense to John McCook. You look good for your age.
Gosh,
but
he looks awesome for his age. My
this
goodness.
This picture just didn't look right. There was just something off with the picture.
I still can't believe he chose Donna over Jackie. That's just wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong.
That's just wrong. But, you know, and the worst kept secret in the world is out. Brooke is the mother of Taylor and Jack. I called him Jack Wagner. Taylor and Nick's baby. Huh?
What is the point of this? What is the point of that storyline? I
mean, to have Brooke in another storyline?
They're going to be tied for eternity together.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think, I'm not a huge fan of Taylor. I could take her or leave her, but I don't think she deserves to be saddled to Brooke for the rest of her life.
Well, it's not even that. It's just lame, and it's contrived, and it's stupid. How many people are in L.A.?
Right.
What are you drinking?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you drinking, Mr. Ice?
Little Diet Coke and
And,
whiskey.
at least we admitted it. I was like, ooh, I hear the clank clank of the ice on the glass. Anyways, I just, it's contrived and stupid because there's 500 billion people in Los Angeles. And
And more than one
Brooke's the only
hospital.
one. Brooke's the only one. I mean, come on. And yes, it's soapy and all that, but I
And
just
how
hate.
many people get in vitro the first time and actually have it work? I mean, this was Taylor's first shot, and it worked, and she got pregnant and had the
At
baby.
85, yeah. I mean, it was crazy. Oh, forgive me. And poor Gwen on As the World Turns can't ever get
Oh.
pregnant.
Pitiful, pitiful Gwen. My
I
God,
swear,
that
she needs to
all
get off the
she
baby kick, though. I'm
just
sorry.
she mopes around, she's monotone and she's boring.
Oh, gosh. Why does Will
Awful
love her?
boring.
Why does Will
Well,
love
I
her?
don't think Will even wants to have a kid.
Oh,
It
he
just
just wants to
seems
make
like
her happy.
he's Yeah, but he doesn't seem like he's happy.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what he said. I just want to make you
Yeah.
happy. And I'm going, okay, that's a big old,
But I mean,
anvil right there. He's not wanting to be a father.
and then when they were talking to that adoption lady, they were talking about how they're in college, and I'm thinking, you are? I didn't even know you guys were still going to school. That was news to me, so.
Well, here's the thing that kills me, Mike. You went to college, right?
I did.
Were you thinking about kids in college?
No.
Me either. I was way happy not having kids. Let's just put
You
it
should
that
be
way.
having fun when you're in college. I mean, it was unusual to even see a married couple
I mean,
that
I
was
did every
there.
once in a while, but I always felt kind of sorry for them. I know that's terrible. And I'm very happily married now with a child of my own, and I couldn't be happier, but
You could have done it then.
at 21, I was way happy to be single and
Right.
free and on my own and not having responsibilities. So I just don't understand it. I just think it's the baby craze. It's just, I understand that she lost one and she loved that baby, Johnny. She loved that baby, but come on.
Well, then there's, Meg's pregnant, so Sophie
Who
is
could
pregnant.
never be pregnant? You remember that a long time ago? It's like Meg can't get pregnant. And at least she kind of admitted that this week. I didn't think I could get pregnant. I go, well, you can't. She had some kind of horrible disease back then and couldn't get
I'd
pregnant.
forgotten about that. I'll
Yeah.
have to check that out. I
Hey,
did.
see, you're not a real fan.
Well, you know why? Because I used to just watch one. And this girl's not even like Meg to me, so it's sort of
Because she's so
like,
awful. She's so
yeah.
boring. She sucks the life out of everything. Poor Marie Wilson does not deserve this. She's a gorgeous girl.
Hey, Luke, I'm sorry I disagreed with you for so long, but you were right.
I mean, she was cool when Dusty was like on her all the time for Jennifer, lying about Jennifer's baby, even though she's the least culpable in that situation. I was totally on her side the entire time. I was a Meg person. But now I'm like, okay, you're
Yeah, well,
sucking the
at least.
life out of Craig and Rosanna. That's wrong. You need to step
And can
up,
you
Luke.
even keep track of what's going on there
I
between
don't
the four of
care.
them?
Who gives a
I
crap?
mean, they each suck the life out of each other. And poor Katie McClain, don't tell me she came back to As the World Turns for this.
She came back as the world turns to slap at her ex-boyfriend, let's just be honest.
Wow, I'm telling you. She comes out of a coma. She doesn't, I don't know, she just jumps right back in with Paul.
Give me
There's no,
a break.
I don't know. There's no transition going on.
Because they had
No.
like coma sex or whatever. They were both in a coma
Oh.
and like met up.
And there's no follow through with the original story that Craig ran her off the road.
Oh,
I
she's
mean, that
dropping
would
all
have
those
tied.
charges because he knocked up Meg. I hope it's
Right.
Craig's baby. I hope it's not Paul's. I really do. And I hope,
I don't even. I don't care.
Yeah, it's so awful. Who cares? But how
Yeah.
cute were Noah and Luke this week? How cute.
Yeah, for the brief time that they were on.
They don't write enough for him, but man, when they're on, they just shine. And
Yeah.
Maddie's gone.
I know. I
That
was really surprised by that.
sucks.
I
She is
was
a little
shocked.
light on that show.
Yeah. And she her smile just kind of would light up everything. But
Oh.
I had no idea she was leaving.
Yeah,
So
until
this
Luke
is a
dropped the bomb on
surprise.
me a couple weeks ago, I went, what?
Yep, I know.
They're
That was a
stupid
shock.
for letting her go, but they keep Sophie and Gwen and Iris.
Exactly. What's going on? And that other kid, her husband.
Oh, Gwen's brother.
Yeah.
Terrible story. Terrible.
Cool.
It just, it's so terrible. And you know what else is terrible? Holden. A terrible, terrible person.
I was going to say, the Snyders are sucking the life out of everybody, too.
See, I'm liking Lily. Well, I will really like Lily if she smacks the crap out of Holden. Holden, don't you talk to me like that. Really? And don't you talk about me in front of our son like that. Oh, I'd have killed him. I'd have castrated him.
What's he thinking? He's talking about how he wants to be there for Luke, and he's totally degrading mom right in front of him. It doesn't make any
sense.
Yeah,
it's all about Holden. It's all about his selfish need to be right and to be best. And that's Holden. That's been Holden.
I loved Lily this week when she said to him, when I was in that coma for all that time, you stopped needing me. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was perfect.
Because
I
it's
wish
true.
She would just, she needs to get strong, too. I wish she could just...
I'll be the Lily of old? Yeah.
Yeah, just say, you know what? You want to go, buddy? Take a hike.
Right, exactly. If I'm not good enough for you, fine. And yeah, she is different from since the coma. Yes, Lucinda, she is. But that's not always a bad thing. It's a coma. It was a very traumatic experience. And now they're taking the baby away? Taking the children? Yeah. Quit being so smug and condescending.
Right, and she took that header down the stairs. You don't know what kind of damage she had from that. Nobody's ever really decided whether she's had any kind of lingering brain damage from her experience.
And she had a baby, so that's she could have postpartum easily.
Yeah.
And does anybody care about that? No. It's all about Holden being right. And I want that little jerk to die. I really do.
See, and I love Lucinda, but I totally think Lucinda would be behind Lily right now.
She's supposed to be. This is not Lucinda.
That's Lucinda. What I mean.
Lucinda wheeling Luke out of the room. Now, that's Lucinda. That was funny. But then going and saying, you know, I should be on Lily's side, but you're right. I went, uh-uh. No. If you had heard him talk about Lily in front of Luke, you'd have slapped him into yesterday.
Yeah, but she never liked Holden for a really long time, so this could just be something that would be like, you know, I knew I didn't like you. I tried to like you, but...
That would be so, you know, calling on history. It would be so great. But see, Jean Passante, I'm talking to you, Jean. I'm calling you out. Don't be like Lemuel Latham. Call on history. We enjoy it. So call on that history. And calling on the history of Emily and Chris. Oh,
awesome.
My gosh. I just loved Emily this week. She just, and how she just looked at Dusty like, I don't care. Loved
it. You know what? She's another one that had to leave for a while because she was getting really crazy.
And you didn't know where she was going. And
she's fresh and she looks like she's happy.
Oh, yeah. After having a gorgeous baby with your gorgeous husband. Heck yeah. I mean,
well, she's really happy because she had some
time
in the big city.
Yeah, Mrs. Robinson had a good time with Chris. Yeah, well, Chris Hughes is back, who looked all happy to see Allison, which was weird. And then comes up and starts snogging Emily.
That was cool.
Yeah.
You know, I guess it's cool because for me, it's like a Hughes-Stewart thing. And I really hope they pull Kim and Susan out of the closet so they can just start...
Who?
Snarking at each other again. I know. Did you love it when Allison and Chris were together and Kim and Susan were fighting all the time?
Oh, yeah, and when Allison was living with them and Kim was like,
was
no, Allison, about everything.
Oh,
I love it. I love all of that dynamic. I love core family dynamics like that, and I want more, and I'm very disappointed in my girl, Carly.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, Carly's a schemer, always has been, but she's always been a lovable schemer. She's never been intentionally cruel, and this is intentionally cruel.
Right, and I had mentioned before that for a lot of people that wanted them to get back together, this is not the way to do it.
No.
They have kind of, like, tainted the pool.
Absolutely. The pool.
How else to say it? It's like they had this great chance to come back together. And now it's all because of a lie she told, which is going to completely fall apart.
And then it'll also break up Brad and Katie, too, when they get together.
Come back, too.
Right.
She's going to get blamed for it.
It's going to be Carly. It's always Carly. But she is to blame for this one. She does need to tell. And then when Brad and Katie get together, because we all see it coming, it's going to break up them, too.
Yep.
Because Brad's keeping the secret as well. But I did like Henry calling Katie out on the carpet. You know what?
Yeah,
you're a cheater, too.
Pretty surprising, wasn't it?
It's about time somebody called Katie out on her hypocritical behavior. And, yeah she should have divorced Jack. She's doing the right thing, but, you know, you
she
cheated on
him. She knows deep down, I think that she should not have married him.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah. But
She
you
made
know,
a mistake.
calling her out on cheating on Mike, I said, you know what? About time somebody said that to her. And of course, what'd she do? She deflected the blame, like she always does. Katie is she's hideous, but she doesn't deserve this, and neither does Jack. And I'm sick of Carly just always being stupid and mindless, but she's never been cruel. But you know, we'll get over it. We'll get over it. You know what else?
Then she'll move on to the next plot, and then,
Oh, speaking of moving on, hey, I'm getting good at these.
speaking of plots.
Gonna plot. Okay, Guiding Light. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, what's going on there?
Okay, last Friday, I was all giddy because I got Ashley and Cooper, and who I
Right.
call Alley-Oop because I think it's a funny name. Okay, she walks in after being knocked out trying to find Marina for Cooper. Walks into his room at the Beacon, one of the many that everybody shares, and sees him kissing Ava on the bed. And so she walks out all devastated. And then Coop recovers and says, Ava, get out. You know, I don't want to do this because, you know, I'm in love with Ashley or whatever he said. And that's it. And they're not on all week.
They're
Okay.
in time warp there.
Well, I guess we didn't have enough Harley, Marina, Cyrus, Cassie, Josh this week. So we had to catch up.
Yeah. What? Okay, can you answer me a question?
I'll
And
try.
maybe I missed something on the way.
Maybe.
All right, Gus and Harley were talking. Like, they thought maybe they could try to work things out.
Right.
Right? Okay. And then later on in the show, was he not with Natalia saying that they should try to date?
Basically,
Like,
she stepped
am
back
I
from
missing
him.
something?
Harley,
Okay.
I know, in like a blink of an eye, you know how Guiding Light is. And it's my soap, please, guys. I gripe about it because I'm just so annoyed. But yeah, Harley has growing feelings for Cyrus. Who doesn't? Because he's gorgeous. But stepped back from Gus and was basically just turned her back on him. And so he's like, okay. And goes back to Natalia, who has now found God. And how?
Oh, right,
Oh, I
yeah.
wouldn't. You know, I'm not a Daisy person. I don't like Daisy.
No.
I don't like Rafe. But I would kill Natalia if she talked to me like that.
Yeah. Well, that Reva Natalia thing was good.
Oh, thank God for Reva.
Yeah, no kidding.
I was like, that's right, Reva. You know what? You had sex with a married man. Who are you to look down at anybody? And you know, and I explained this in a post on our forums that, you know, Daisy having an abortion and how she can't say the word. I mean, she's traumatized. Having an abortion, whether it was the right decision for her or not, that it's not an ethical thing. I'm not going to get into that. But it's a very traumatizing experience for a young lady. And her reactions seem perfectly normal to me. And I think
Well,
that's
that
been done, well done for me.
right, and plus she was alone. Nobody's been around. Her mother wasn't around. Gus wasn't around. Her
Her
dad
best
was. I mean, she
friend.
was by herself. She's been by herself since this whole thing happened.
And she really needed to reach out, and she hasn't, and that's kind of typical too. So, but Natalia looking down her nose and saying, "Well, I'm never going to have sex until I'm married." Oh, give me a break. You
Right.
know, I mean, I hate people like that. I hate when they swing from one extreme to another. And this Gus and that Natalia thing. Luke dropped a bomb on me that Crystal Chappell, who plays Olivia, hinted that she has an upcoming storyline with Gus.
That might be interesting.
Yeah, because Natalia is a wet noodle. I hate that girl.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of hating Rafe and Daisy, but man, Natalia versus Daisy, I'll take Daisy. She's a core character.
I'll take Diana and Lizzie. How good were they this
Oh, were
week?
they awesome? They bonded. Oh,
Yeah,
loved
that was kind of cool.
it.
Very
Two
cool.
dynamic actresses.
And I thought it
Very
was
well
hilarious. She just
done.
wanted to stay there because of the cappuccinos and the how many count. She was wondering how thick the sheets were.
I know. And then she said, "Oh, guess who I saw in the cafeteria?" And she said, like, Cleopatra and what, Julia Roberts or something. And I went, "Oh my gosh, that's funny." I just love Dinah anyways. I'm a Dinah person. I've been kind of confused by this whole storyline. I swing between really loving Gina Tognoni's performance and her breaking my heart to what the hell are they doing to Dinah? You know? And then Lizzie just being great here lately. Just
Yeah,
fabulous.
she lights up the screen when she's on
Now,
there. No doubt about it.
Oh yeah, her
Really
scenes with
like her.
Billy, fabulous, and how she's wanting Bill to come back to help Billy.
Yeah.
You see that coming, right?
Now, I saw Beth being kind of friendly with Cassie the last time I saw them, about 100 years ago. Beth was really ticked at her for hiding the paternity. So when did they kiss and make up?
Oh,
Am I
you know,
missing something?
yeah, don't you remember that nobody can be mad at Saint Cassie?
Right.
Oh,
And
they've
Rick
bonded
Cassie.
over, you know. Oh, did you not know that Beth and Rick asked Josh and Cassie to be the godparents of the baby? Oh, yeah,
No.
that happened
I
right
totally
after
missed that one.
the Bauer barbecue. And then Cassie all stupidly let it slip that Alan's the father of the baby, and but Beth saw what? Asked, oh, you know, she was delirious. She's like, okay, I'm like, that's not Beth. Beth would
No.
totally be taking a paternity test right now.
Yeah, I
You
totally.
know, and then what? Who did you see at the end of Friday's episode?
Edmund.
I love Edmund. I'm an Edmund person. Luke hates Edmund, but I love Edmund.
I
And
didn't mind him because he was a villain and he was actually what the show needed.
he's a suave villain. You
Yeah,
know, I love
yeah.
that. But
He's
you know he's
different
gonna be
than.
in love with Cassie again. You know that's
Oh,
gonna
yeah. But he's different than Alan's villain. Alan
happen.
is a controlling, corporate kind of guy, and he was always different than Roger. And Edmund is different than Alan in a sense that he's more, I'll say, he's more villainous than Alan is, I think.
Oh, sure he
Alan
is.
has his moments, but Edmund is crueler, I think.
Oh, yes, he is.
Yes, more heartless, so.
Oh, yeah. And giving Dinah that
And it's
note,
just.
I can help you. And I'd let it, I let that out on the forum.
I just
Let's.
love how this some pretty freewheeling hospital that they're in.
Oh, I want to
He
be in
has a
that
cell.
hospital. See that
He has a cell phone in his
cappuccino?
cell.
And Josh knew the cell phone number. That's what kills me.
Yeah.
Edmund, hi. What's up? Still in jail. Ha ha ha, totally not. You know? I
Then he
just.
just wanders down to Dinah's room.
And gives her a flower. Gotta love it. I mean, but you gotta love it. You gotta love people like that. And he's only here for 6 weeks, I believe, but I'm gonna
Yeah, so
really enjoy
hopefully it'll
seeing
be
it.
good.
It's,
And
oh,
Luke, it's
hopefully.
not the last 6 weeks of the show, okay? Don't
Well,
worry
it might
about
be. Who knows? They may just pull
it. I
the
know Luke thinks that this guy is like the
plug. Show
death
killer.
of soaps. Yeah.
He's the show killer. But the
Yeah.
death of Another World was the death of Frankie Frame. And I'm afraid on Days of Our Lives, the death of Days of Our Lives is going to be John. We've had the fallout of John's death this week on Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, now did you feel, how did you feel about that whole thing? Because for me,
The whole
not
thing.
being invested in John and his death,
Oh, I thought it was
well, his
fabulous.
wife, but he hasn't been around for so long. Did it
What?
still have meaning?
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Now the John Merlina people are going to be getting on this. Way to go, Mike.
No, I'm just saying I haven't watched long enough to be invested in them as a
Oh,
couple
well, he's been on for
because,
20 years.
right.
And even though some of the John Merlina people may not want to realize it, they both had lives outside of each other. They did. They had very intricate storylines with other people on canvas. The Bradys, Isabella, she with Roman, Don, and all of that. And John Merlina seemed to just click. They had great chemistry. They were very fun together when they were allowed to be grown-ups. They're, very long-standing couple. In the 90s, Mike, they drove that show. Along with Beau and Hope, and he's going to be very sorely missed. And I am still surprised that they did it. I'm still surprised they had the balls to do it.
Yeah, and I'm not really sure what the purpose was. I mean, if it was just a ratings ploy.
It was just to shake up the canvas, and then how he kind of expressed Drake, kind of expressed some odd opinions last year about his contract renewal, and I don't know if they were taken out of context or what. I think the show just went, if you want out of here, okay. And I didn't see him asking out, but I can see where it could have been taken that way. And
Yeah.
from everything that I've read about Drake Ogeston, he's very professional, very lovely to work with, very non-diva. So I don't see him doing that, but maybe the show took it wrong or whatever.
I don't
But
know. They've been,
who
I mean,
cares? It was probably the wrong decision. But it was good drama last week, I'll tell you that.
It was. It was very good. And you know, soaps really excel at death.
When they try.
If you're not pulled into a death scene, then you're not doing something right.
Right. When they try. When they try to invest us in it instead of just having somebody die off screen. Yeah, right. I agree.
I was thinking that, you know, being a digest reader for so long, all I kept seeing for months, or I'll even go out and say for years, is that Days has been promising Marlena and John,
and they haven't delivered
stories for all this time. Mm-hmm. And I'll put it right out there and say it was Ken Corday that was the one that was being interviewed, and he was promising people that, oh, don't worry, they'll be back, they're taking a short break, blah blah blah. Nothing. For him, maybe it was like, you know what, I'm not. Maybe he didn't want to deal with the BS anymore and just said, screw it.
Who cares? You know what I mean?
Then he could go do something else.
Right. I mean, you cannot promise the fans over and over again, and I said this last on my last podcast, over and over again, fan favorites being on the screen and not deliver, because they will leave. And as we've seen the ratings, they have.
And you've even mentioned with General Hospital, with Scorpio and Anna and all those people.
They did the same thing.
They never materialized into, like, appearances once in a while.
Right, just appearances and, you know, stupid storylines and totally writing out a character for them. And as much as I love John and Marlena and love them together, John's gone now, and Marlena's dealing with the death, and Deidre Hall is doing some of the best work of her career dealing with this death. And now that she's helped deliver Sammy's babies, it was a nice circle for me this week.
Yes, it was, yeah. I figured that one out, yeah.
It wasn't real subtle, was it?
No, but that's what it's about a lot.
The funniest thing, though, is Sammy goes, you're a psychiatrist, you're not an obstetrician, and screaming at her. And, you know, here's Marlena, I took some classes, don't worry, everything's going to be fine. Why didn't you say, hey, you delivered Belle's baby, too, you know, whatever. Yeah. And then Belle's a slut. May I just say, Belle's a slut?
What is she thinking? Hi, I know you tried to take my kid away in court, but I forgive you now. Let's sleep together, even though I'm in case of somebody else.
It was much hotter. I'm sorry. And I know Phillip's the security and blah, 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 and one of her true loves and blah, blah, blah. But she's a slut. And then on the bed that she shares with her fiance. Gross. And then the mama walks in. Hope walks in. Asks what's up. And Belle's all, I slept with Philip. Oh, you're an idiot.
She's an idiot. And no doubt she called Sammy out on all of her mistakes when she.
Thank you, Mike. Bingo. Sammy's awful. Sammy's a slut. Oh, you know what, Belle? I guess that halo's a little tarnished now, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
But Hope calling her out. Do not use your father's death as an excuse to sleep with Sean. I just wanted to hug her. Eat a sandwich, Hope, but I love you.
She's awesome.
She's awesome. Hope has been so awesome in the last year. I can't even stand it. I just want to hug her every time I see her.
It's a shame she doesn't get recognized for her work either.
You know, all that Patrick crap, you know, when she was pregnant. I don't know if you were watching then. When she was pregnant with Sierra, she thought it was Patrick Thornhart's baby. And she was just horrible because they were just writing her like such a limp rag. And then when that's why I really love Sheffer, because when Sheffer came in, boom, boom, boom. Patrick wasn't the dad. Patrick was off campus, and Hope got her spine back. Right. It was awesome. And I love Hope now. And the way she called Belle out on the carpet, Belle changing the sheets, you know, how subtle. And Sean noticing it. No man notices when the woman changes the sheets. Ain't that notice? Why'd you change your sheets? I went, oh, yeah, as if.
Most guys would never change their sheets.
Right, they don't notice. I just thought that was the funniest thing. Why'd you change the sheets? I went, okay, whatever, dude.
Okay, how about Luke making John's death all about him?
Lucas?
Like, yeah.
Not my Luke. My Luke would never do that. Lucas, what else is new?
I mean, when he
said... I said that to you before, but seriously.
I know, but when he said... that John got killed so Sammy would divorce him.
What else?
I was like, I don't think that's why they killed him, but...
He's such a weenie.
He's a weenie.
He's a total weenie. I can't stand him. Why does anybody... Somebody please write in and tell me why you like Lucas. DC at TVFanOnline.com. Tell me why the heck you like Lucas.
You're not going to find him in our crowd is anti
Guess he's
Lucas
a wuss.
mostly.
So,
Yeah.
but yeah, the cape.
I know you've asked for that before, but
Have
I don't
I?
see anybody writing in. Yeah.
Nobody's ever written in to tell me why they like Lucas. I mean, he's got a nice bod, but that's it. And he can sometimes be funny, but I just think he's a whiny, petulant brat. So, Sammy, you know, one of the babies is EJ's. We all know that's going to happen. But just to torture me, I think they'll probably both be Lucas's and blah, blah, blah. But
and I like Kate, but I have to tell you.
She has discomfort.
And she told Lucas that she was upset that Sammy was divorcing Lucas. I was thinking, what planet did she just come from? Because all this time, all she ever wanted was the two of them.
Exactly. Liar. She's such a manipulator. I love Kate, but come on.
Yeah.
Well, what did you think of Disaster Week on Young and the Restless?
You know, you talk about all the things that Lynn-Marie Latham has done, but when she changed the beginning of the show, she went a little too far for me. You don't mess with the beginning of the show.
Is that just like heresy or what? You
know, it was very, yes. I don't know what the word
I went.
But...
Well, you see, I didn't know about it until it is sacrilege. It's heresy and sacrilege. Somebody told me about it, so of course, what do? YouTube.com. And I got on because mine doesn't record the beginning. Mine cuts off. My TiVo's off because I tape so many soap operas. I switch. Yeah. And I didn't get the beginning. And then when somebody told me that and then you brought it up early, I went, oh, yeah, I forgot about it. Why? Okay. This is my issue with Young and Restless, and I've said this a billion times. When it's not broken, do not fix it.
Right.
They fired the Bell family. They fired the Ed Scott. They brought in this hideous, hideous, awful writer who insists on rewriting history and writing for only the same three characters. Now they've changed the opening. What was wrong with the opening? You know, is it just for this week? Is it just for Disaster Week?
It is just this week because now
better be.
And everybody's in the hospital today. Mm-hmm. They actually had their normal opening. So
see, I didn't see today.
That
okay,
was just
that's
totally a plot, which is very un Young and the Restless.
Not now. Not in the last couple of years. It's all about plot in the last couple of years. It to me.
Well, yeah, you're right. There are some things that are, but this was a really in your face.
Yeah.
Plot thing.
This
the
was a general
thing
hospital
about it,
thing. It was a general hospital.
Yeah, right. And in a lot of the posters have pointed that out too.
Oh, have they? Oh, I thought it was being original. Our posters are most intelligent posters in the world. Love them.
They're on the ball.
Aren't
can't
they?
Get anything by them. Yeah.
No, and you can't copy from them and not be called out for. I really did not know they were saying that. So a lot of them have been saying it's a general hospital kind of gimmick.
Yeah.
Oh, because it is. It's absolutely what
it
is. Anybody that watches
is,
that soap as well as this one knows it. I mean.
And the one good thing is that it was a short-lived thing and that everything moved into the hospital and is playing out there.
As it should. That's where character-driven drama should be played. And hospitals are you know, ripe for that. And Peter Bergman he could be my live-in boyfriend. My husband wouldn't care.
He's great with Noah. And, you know, I don't like Noah. But he was really good with Noah.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome today.
Well,
awesome.
Peter Bergman's good with, like, you know, a counter. I mean, he's just wonderful.
I know.
I mean, I think he's the best actor.
Do you believe anything he tells you?
Oh, heck yeah. With those eyes and the expressive face and the sincerity, heck yeah. And, of course, Victor had to be the one to save Jack. Of course. Of course. They couldn't let it be Jack saving himself. And I love that he's getting the credit for saving Nick and Sharon, because he should.
I thought there was a little symbolism with Brad today, and I might have, like,
what do
overlooked.
You mean?
Okay, he's in a hospital room with blinders on, and nobody there to be with him. So
he's an asshole?
Like, no, but I'm just saying, it just really kind of solidified that he's alone.
Yep.
And that he has nobody.
Because he's a jerk.
But that was interesting. I don't know. That's how I looked at it. I don't know if it was written
that
way.
No, it was totally written that way. And he's not the superhero that he thinks he is and that Lynn-Marie Latham thinks he is. He's a jackbutt. He's a jackass. So I love that Sharon totally ignored him. Like, yeah, I'm glad you're alive too. See ya.
Well, and they had some really good, you know, a lot of times when people are always fighting with each other they had a good little montage at the end with everybody, like with their family and who they loved, and it was
nice. As it should
have been. Because it's just kind of like every once in a while, you got to remind people that, yes, you
this
do
is
love
what
your
it. Well, okay. And that's what soaps are about. You know, it's about coming back home, coming back to your center. And I loved Jack writing that note to Sharon and Noah. That was precious. And, oh, Kevin, you can die now. Gloria, you could have died a long time ago.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm glad that they kept it consistent that Lauren had claustrophobia. She's always suffered from claustrophobia, and that was really good that they remembered that. I'm surprised Gloria wasn't the one trapped underneath everything, and everybody was just dying to find her. Because really, in real life, everybody would be like, oh, well.
Exactly.
That house fell on her sister. She hadn't been the same. So, I'm sorry. Terrible. I just hate that character so much. Why is she on my screen? So, anyways, Colleen, I just cannot get into her.
No, me either. Mm-mm.
Ever
and now,
since
now her whole relationship with Adrian is completely different.
She's like three.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can't see her with Corbell anymore.
No, it doesn't work, and I don't get it at all. So just go ahead and put her with Kevin.
She's friends with Kevin.
Oh, because he's a Fisher Baldwin. You must love him.
Even though he tried to kill her twice.
Twice. Thank you. See, why can't you just be on every podcast and agree with me all the time?
We see eye to eye on a lot of things, I think.
Don't we?
Because we've been watching for so long.
Yeah, we're old timers. Woohoo!
Yeah, we are.
Oh, Mike!
I feel very fortunate to have watched the soaps when I watched them, because I watched and I got to see that surge in the late 70s to mid 80s when all the soaps were at their best. All of them.
Oh, yeah. Because they were, you know, that's where it was at. I mean, they were on Time, the cover of Time magazine and blah, 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 blah. And everybody watched soaps because we didn't have cable. There wasn't that much. And a lot more stay-at-home mothers and children coming home from school, and their mothers were watching it. And the mothers were actually in charge of the home and said, no, this is what we're watching. I mean, because that's the way it was in our house. And so I grew up on Guiding Light, As the World Turns, Edge of Night, Days of Our Lives. And eventually evolved from there wanting to watch more because I was addicted. And I'm very grateful for that.
It was so well written. And one of the things, Young and the Restless, that people keep saying, well, one good thing that she's done is speed it up. And I'm like, well, I always liked that it was a little bit slower.
Because you understood the characters and you understood what was going on. There was times it went too slow.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to be careful what you ask for, people. Now it's unrecognizable. This is not the same soap that I grew up on.
My classic well-written story was on Guiding Light when they put Diane Ballard in Alan's office secretary. Just that they plotted it out so long. And she started out as secretary, got more involved, intertwined. And as time went by, it took like 2 years or a year and a half or whatever for her true colors to come out.
And you cared. And you cared.
And
that's the thing.
Killed, like, damn, somebody killed her. Who did it?
And you cared.
Everybody had a reason to do it.
Oh, yeah. I had a reason to do it.
I like stuff like that. And
exactly.
I'll invest a year or two of watching to have that kind of story written. But you don't see that anymore.
No. And to be honest, in our ADD world, you can't. Looks at me being fair. Oh my goodness, what's wrong with me? In our remote control world, they did need to speed them up, but at the same time, they're losing the essences of soaps, and the ratings are in the crapper not only because of cable and less people at home and blah blah. It's not that, only that. The soaps have lost what made them great.
Yeah, they don't write for
long-term
characters,
core families, good writing, pacing, and romance. That's what's gone. And I'll write a paper on it.
Nice.
Let's write a thesis on it.
Let's
win like the Nobel Peace Prize. If we can, you know, Al Gore can win one for global warming, we can win one for this.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's not hard.
Thank you, because we're just that stupid.
No, it's not that. It's not a hard concept. You guys touched on it when you did your soap writing 101 a couple weeks ago, and You know, when you take the time to write for the people that people watch for, your ratings will come back to you.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not hard. It's not hard.
And we you write for the people that get their kids addicted. That's my thing. Right. If they wrote for me, I could get my son addicted. Easy.
Oh, yeah,
easy. I mean, he knows who Reva is. It's so funny. Reva.
Yeah,
I'm like,
there's
yeah, that's
stuff
Reva.
On there. You don't want a kid watching.
No, I have to be very careful. But he knows who Reva is because I know, unless she's smogging with Jeffrey, because I can't stomach that, I know that when Reva's on, she's, you know, taking names, kicking butt in a
right.
good way. And then when she's with Jeffrey, I kind of just look away because I can't fast forward through Reva. She's my all-time favorite soap character. But, wait. I know a lot of people like her with Jeffrey because she does have a smile on her face and she is more lighthearted, and Josh is being a complete idiot. But I just,
well, that's true. When she's with Josh, it's all heavy drama. You know, it's not about...
But they have such awesome chemistry. Oh, my gosh.
But it's like the whole Jack and Carly thing. You're always waiting for the next thing to come along and break them up. So you know what? Just keep them broken up.
Well, just for a while. I'm okay with Josh and Reva being broken up for a while. I do not like this whole Cassie thing. It doesn't make any sense.
Care.
Him being
Josh could do better than Cassie.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. I got all northern there. Oh yeah. But oh,
what about Josh and Ava?
That is wrong. That is wrong. Ava's a giraffe that needs to die. I hate Ava. That whole, you know, and when Olivia's being all Ava Jeffrey, she can die. And I love Olivia.
No.
You don't love Olivia?
I do, but not when she's – I don't understand her attachment to the guy that she
raped
had
her?
This big – yeah.
Let's say it.
It wouldn't
he raped
have been,
her.
I'm going to say it wouldn't have been such a big deal if they didn't write it into the story.
And she didn't have such an emotional
experience.
Yeah, exactly. You saw those scenes where she remembered and relived it and found out Jeffrey's the one who did it.
Awesome.
Some of the best stuff Crystal Chappelle's ever done. And then now she's running after him. It makes no sense. And David Kreitzman, you're an idiot. I'm sorry. If he's been fired, I wish they'd hurry up an announcement. Because I could totally write for that soap turning around. You and me, let's go.
Let's go.
Where are they at? New York? Are they in New York?
New York.
Yeah, okay, can I write from here and just send it in?
We can write it from there, just like they do. We'll send it in.
We'll send it in. I know these characters, and boy, oh, I know what I'm
doing. All right. We'll go to New York for a week once a month.
Okay, if they pay for it.
Well,
I can bring my kid and my husband, and I can quit
absolutely.
My job. Even though I just got a promotion, I can't quit yet.
Yay!
Oh, I got a big promotion.
Good for you.
Well, that's it for this week, guys. It's great hanging out with Mike, even though I miss you, Luke. But, Mike, I really like hanging out with you because you agree with
me.
We
had a really good – we could have talked for a long time.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, we can't because Luke gets mad. How many files are you sending? Because it really does –
when the boss is away, he's still bossy.
Well, he is the boss. Here's my thing. I'm thinking if you own it, fine.
You can do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want. And if Luke's the brains behind this operation, I'm just the mouth. So, Luke,
and
be
I'm
bossy,
diva,
but be nice.
Yes, I'm the diva, right?
Heck yeah, you're the diva. Like being the diva, don't you?
Well, it was pushed upon me, but I'll take it.
Pushed upon you? No, I'm thinking you pushed it on us, baby. Being all
superstar.
You were. I'm like, okay. Molly Shannon and your demands and stuff. Well, we do have an exciting announcement in the next couple weeks. I hope everybody stays tuned for that. Hopefully Luke will be able to get everything together and make this announcement because I'm not going to do it. It's all Luke's baby. Well, I forgot what I was going to say. Okay. Cut that.
I think you were going to say if anyone has any comments, questions, they can contact us at dc@tvfanonline.com.
Or
myspace.com/tvfanonline.
Who upkeeps that?
Page.
Who upkeeps?
I keep it updated, and if you do write mail, I do forward it to the appropriate people. So
and
stop by and be our friend.
That's right. Oh, because we love you. Vote for us at podcastalley.com. It's almost the end of October, so don't forget to vote this month and for the month of November. And my birthday's coming up, so please donate to me so I can go on that soaps cruise. Just imagine the interviews I could get. Don't forget to vote for
us. I'm scared.
What? What are you talking about? What?
You'd be throwing people overboard.
Hell no. Thor's Decay's going to be there. I'm just going to be camped out in front of him.
Oh, okay.
Hey, baby.
I didn't realize that.
Zach on All My Children. Oh, love him. Yeah, and Alicia Minshew's going to be there, too, who's my Kindle. So, anyways, what was I saying? Oh, iTunes review. Sign in. Give us a review. Please make it a good one because we like good reviews. And I don't know if we have any new ones this week. I guess Luke will look up when we do the main podcast. And our top five this week, Mike, is going to be top five younger actors. Luke hates my list. Hates it.
And that's the beauty of you two being on at the same time because you agree to disagree.
Oh, Mike, he wants to kill me. He's like,
I can't wait to
what?
Hear it.
He's like, who? Oh, he's pissed. Because his is a really good list, I have to admit. He had a couple on there that I had forgotten.
I thought you didn't share in advance.
Well, we kind of recorded it last week, and then something happened.
Oh, okay.
And so we're finished recording. We're going to record our number ones and just tag it on to last week. And
awesome.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be hilarious. You should hear him rag on me. I kind of deserve it, but I like who I like. And
well,
I'm
that's good. I mean, he's was always you are always arguing with each other, but now he seems to be more vocal in his likes.
You know that, and I took that 2-week break, and he was recording with other people. He got sassy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to beat it out of him.
Yeah, somebody's got to pick up the sassy factor.
I'm back. What do you mean he's trying to pick up the sassy? I'm back. He don't need to be sassing nobody. Even though...
You're the sass factor.
That's right. And you're the diva. I'm the sass. Without the S. I'm just kidding. And, and Luke's the brain. And that's just the way it's worked. And now he's all sassy? I can't be smart. Where does that leave me?
I don't know.
I can't be... I can't be the brains. I can't. I'm just incapable of it. Okay. Well, that's it for this week. And everybody, have a great week. Mike, would you like to sign us off?
Have a great week, everybody. And we'll talk to you next week on.
On what?
What?
Daytime Confidential.
Daytime Confidential. CBS, NBC.
Bye.